Well, on MSU Today today, we're going to talk about kinship care and the Michigan State University Kinship Care Resource Center. And joining us to do that is Alicia Guevara Warren. She's the newly appointed director of MSU's Kinship Care Resource Center. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us first, what is kinship care?
Yeah, absolutely. So kinship caregivers are people who are providing care for children who are not theirs. So oftentimes we look at grandparents, aunts, uncles, godparents. You know, we all have that family member who might not be a blood relative, but is a family member. But these are folks who are taking care of kids who are not theirs due to reasons, many different reasons.
So what is MSU's interest, so much so that it has a resource center?
So in Michigan, there are about 61,000 kids who live in kinship care, so living outside of the primary care of their own biological parents. We're also seeing that this number has continued to rise over time. Some of the ways that kids come into care, the most common one that we often talk about are kids who come in through the child welfare system. So maybe mom or dad might have a substance abuse issue or trouble with work, and children get removed from the home and placed with a relative for care. But kids also come into kinship care in a variety of other ways. For instance, if a parent is experiencing incarceration, if there's a military deployment, perhaps an immigration proceeding that leads to a separation between the parent and the child. And sometimes it's just happening very informally, and we don't really know all of the different reasons, but we know it's a rising number, and that these children and these families are experiencing a number of unique challenges and barriers that are really important for us when we think about the entire well-being of all kids in Michigan.
So tell me more then about the MSU Kinship Care Resource Center and how it tries to help with this issue you've described.
Yeah, so the Kinship Care Resource Center is one of five different community engagement programs within the School of Social Work. We are really focused in, we were founded in 2002 by Dr. Little, really with this focus on how do we support families who are experiencing, you know, kinship care. We do a variety of activities, primarily serving kinship caregivers through what we call just a call center. So we have a 1-800 number, we have an email address, Facebook, and those types of things where kinship caregivers can contact us, whether they're looking for assistance with financial resources, or they might have just, you know, gotten the children into their care and they're like, what do I do? And so they can call us and talk to a number of our staff. We have newly hired what are called kinship navigators. This is a really exciting component of our program that we just started, who are kinship caregivers themselves and have experienced many of those same things. So we walk them through all the different resources and services that might be available to them to help the well-being of themselves and the children in their care. So we do it through the call center, but then we do a number of different things to try to really interact with our communities and our partners. So working with service providers who are interacting with our kinship caregivers, whether schools, community mental health, public health, all these different agencies, so that they understand the implications for serving kinship caregivers.
Well, so a little bit more on the challenges, they may be obvious, but that face kinship caregivers.
So oftentimes what we see are kinship caregivers are grandparents. You're talking about folks who maybe are retired, who are could potentially be experiencing some aging related health concerns. And then they're parenting in a very different time. So there are things to be learned. I was at a conference recently and, you know, we're talking to kinship caregivers about cybersecurity and the things that their kiddos are doing on their phones and understanding some of that because it's a different time period. But there are clearly a number of other issues that both kinship caregivers and the children in their care experience. If you think about the trauma that's experienced from being removed from your parents, so children are undergoing trauma. Everyone's adjusting to a new routine. There are disruptions in your schedule. If you're retired, you know, I think about my parents who are recently retired. If they had to give up their regular, you know, their routines, you know, that's a disruption. And so a number of challenges can to can come because of that, related to behavioral and other issues. But of course, there are a number of other things, like navigating through the legal system. What does it mean to have legal guardianship, power of attorney, all of these different things? What do they mean, and how do you interact? What decisions can you make based on your legal status? And then, of course, financial resources. You're talking about caregivers who often have limited income themselves and who maybe have to dip into their retirement savings to be able to provide for the children if they're not provided the support that they need.
So all those issues can be helped if someone goes to the MSU Kinship Care Resource Center.
The hope is that we'll be able to help families better navigate through the
system.
Navigate
all these issues you're talking about.
And provide different resources, particularly when we look at, okay, here's some reading material around how do we talk about trauma? How do we understand what kids might be going through? Or it's, you know, connecting with another community engagement program that we partner with closely, Chance at Childhood, which is a legal clinic here at MSU, and they take on cases to help our families navigate through the legal side of things. So really identifying the types of resources available to them and making sure that they are connected to those.
So, Alicia, is the kinship care issue on our legislature's radar, and how could they help?
You know, it is an increasingly important issue that we see both at the federal level and at the state level. So I'll first speak to on the federal side of this. It is because the numbers have been growing across the country, the federal government has taken attention to it and has actually provided some funding for states to be able to develop these kinship navigator programs across the state. So Michigan was awarded those funds, and MSU's Kinship Care Resource Center was grateful to receive those funds to be able to expand our capacity to serve kinship families across the country. So that's something that we're, you know, really grateful for, seeing that our federal government is doing this to better support kinship families. Here at the state level, we're also seeing growing interest. We have a number of, we have these local kinship support groups who are just instrumental in providing support to our caregivers within their local communities. And some of them have taken up to holding town halls and bringing their legislators in, and have kind of laid a lot of great groundwork and trying to raise awareness with legislators, which led to the first annual Relative Care Day at the Capitol this September. It was done in partnership between the Kinship Care Resource Center and Michigan's Children, which is another statewide advocacy organization here in the state. We had about 100 caregivers who came from across the state to meet with their legislators to talk about this issue and help them better understand. And some of the responses that we heard from caregivers is, our legislator had no idea that this was happening, and now they're really interested in figuring out how can we better support kinship caregivers across the state.
Well, Alicia, summarize then for us the kinship issue and what the Resource Center does and how people can get a hold of more information.
Yeah, so I would just say, you know, the Kinship Care Resource Center is here to support primarily our kinship caregivers across the state, but also our service providers. Anybody who's interacting with kinship caregivers should feel free to reach out to us so that we can all work together to better support kinship caregivers. And really, the idea is that we are better supporting our caregivers so that the kiddos in their care are able to really reach well-being in the end. So we are, you know, really looking forward to working with more partners across the state. We can be reached at our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-535-1218, or you can visit us online at kinship.msu.edu.
Awesome. Well, Alicia, thank you for telling us all about it today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Alicia Guevara Warren, the newly appointed director of MSU's Kinship Care Resource Center. Again, kinship.msu.edu. For more information, and I'm Russ White. Thank you for listening to MSU Today.